Why is it? What are we doing? What is the scientist? What are the scientists doing today about research in why people become old? Why do people become old? What is the remedy for old age? Why do we die? This is interesting. And why do we grow and then we have white hair? Why do we have white hair, gray hair? And why can't you stop it? Why is it that people live 70, 80 and then they die? What is being done in this field, sir? I'd like to see something, a more intensive research. I'm not interested in going to the moon and firing a ballistic missile which bursts in the air in 2 minutes. Why can't you spend that money in finding out why we grow old? With the aim of stopping becoming old. I don't want to be old. And I'm sure that all the people here who are laughing don't want to be old. So that is important, sir. And I think that we must direct our energy and all our resources and all our money in the application, in what will make mankind comfortable. And I think that if all these scientific projects and research in the institutions and universities and so on all over the world, if they will find another institution devoted to finding out why the chromosomes or the plasma in the blood or something, what happens in that we grow and then we fade away, it will be a tremendous contribution to mankind. This is interesting because I think about 3 or 4 months ago I read from one of the papers or magazines in England that some people in the north of India live 120, 130 years. And Pakistan, is it? North of Pakistan. What do they eat? What happens? How is it that some people in some part of the world live 130 years, come and very strong and healthy? What is it? Can't you send a team of scientists to find out what happens, what is good about the air or the atmosphere or about the food in the water, so that we may apply the same thing to people down the mountain, if they are living on the mountains?